try to push your hips down onto something, something that will fill you up and fulfill the empty ache. Instead, you only succeed in teasing your own pussy, rubbing the tip all around on your clit, coating it in your juices and making more shivers and spasms and sparks invade your head. You don't know how close you are, you don't know if you've come or how often, but you know the shivers are still there, dripping your juices onto the surface below. You know you must have made quite the puddle. Yet your wantonness knows no bounds. There's no possibility of worrying what anyone thinks. You just wish this figure pinning you would take what they've earned, would conquer your brain and body with thrusting, constantly until you were a spent gel of lust and orgasm, mind lost for a while in the white-hot light of climax, coming your mind out and letting it drip between your legs. You let yourself grunt and groan, trying to push back, but it's no use. They seem to be letting you feel how thoroughly you've been dominated, pinned, made wanton. They're stronger. What was once your resilience is now a mere desperation. For relief, only that shaft being teasingly kept outside your entrance could possibly give you. Your legs are spread, so the hand is able to leave, but it doesn't. Strong, deft fingers find your clit and tease it out, making sure it's exposed beyond its hood, rubbing your juices all over it. But despite its slippery slickness, it is engorged with how horny you are, and the fingers easily capture it. They know exactly where it is, and they refuse to let it slip away. Deep searching, pressing massage follows, pushing on the part of your clit which is inside of your body by forcefully stimulating the part that is without, as well as periodically flicking and moving the delicate exposed nub. You feel a lightness in your head and butterflies in your stomach as the precise strength being brought to bear on your needy clit makes you realize just how strong those hands could be. Then the thumb and forefinger of that hand press around the base of your exposed button, rubbing up and down as if using its own hood to stroke it. The fingers move back and forth, trying to approach from as many different angles as possible, pushing it into you and making a riot of slightly different sensations play their melody over your head. Into your brain, into your body, every part of you is getting hot, flushed, needy, and still the tip of that promised shaft is just outside your entrance, sitting there. Then it happens. There's something in you, yes, but just the tip. Unacceptable, but a strong hand on your stomach, holding you against them, brooks no argument. The tip, less than an inch, just enough to part your lips, but not enough to give you that pleasing feeling of fullness. Your clit is still being stroked, manipulated, pressed, in your aroused haze. All of it feels pleasant. Only pleasure can make it through to your brain, despite the rough treatment of your oversensitive nub. And then you feel your pussy being lifted a bit, carefully, painstakingly lined up. The rest of you comes with it, your face lifting a bit. The length behind you lowers a bit then. The arm under you moves away, lets you drop, grips your hips. Your clit is left untouched, bare and cool and open in the air, as the fingers manipulating it withdraw, wiping themselves on your inner thigh, a wet, cool spot you're all too aware of. You imagine how it must glisten there on your flesh, dripping a few drops down to add to the pool of your need below, formed by gravity but enhanced by lust. But there's not much time to think about that. Two hands holding you up by your thighs. Strong. Firm. So your face is down, but you have no purchase or leverage with your hindquarters. Then the hands let go. You are dropped and surrendered to gravity, allowing your pussy to slip backwards and into the lap of the kneeling dominant figure right behind you. Angled that shaft up under you, your sex is speared in one long, very well lubricated motion, so gravity brings your butt and thighs smacking into the lap of the figure holding you. You're full. So full. You feel the satisfaction, the throb of being well and truly and satisfyingly stuffed. Who knows how many by now? Climaxes, that is. But you are spasming as the fullness inside is well lubricated. You are shivering with the closeness of another. You undulate your hips, rubbing against that length even better. It is inescapable how this feels. You are disallowed from moving your own hips and pussy, because once more strong hands dig into your thighs, lift